WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. It's your girl, Taylor Reed, here to kickstart your day with a dose of stoic wisdom that'll help you navigate life's little, and sometimes big, curveballs. Today's topic? The power of forgiveness, both for yourself and others. Ever feel like you're carrying around emotional baggage? Like those past mistakes or hurts are weighing you down, keeping you stuck in a cycle of negativity? You know that feeling when resentment starts to simmer, bubbling up like a pot left unattended on the stove? Well, guess what? Holding on to grudges doesn't serve anyone. It's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. We get it, forgiveness isn't always easy. It takes courage, vulnerability, and a whole lot of self-compassion. But trust me, the benefits are worth every ounce of effort. So let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you unlock the incredible power of forgiveness. 1. Forgiveness is for you, not them. I know, it can feel like forgiveness is all about letting the other person off the hook. But here's the truth bomb. True forgiveness is about freeing yourself from the shackles of anger and resentment. It's about choosing to release those negative emotions that are holding you back. Think of it like this. You wouldn't keep wearing clothes that don't fit, right? Forgiveness allows you to shed those old, uncomfortable emotional patterns and step into a space of greater peace and freedom. 2. Acknowledge your feelings. Bottling up your emotions is like trying to contain a volcano. It's just going to explode eventually. Before you can truly forgive, it's crucial to acknowledge the hurt, anger, or sadness you're feeling. Don't judge yourself for these emotions, they're valid. Allow yourself to feel them fully, without resistance. 3. Practice empathy. This one can be tough, especially when someone has deeply wronged you. But try to see things from their perspective. What might have led them to make that hurtful choice? Were they struggling with their own pain or insecurities? Remember, everyone makes mistakes, and often those mistakes stem from a place of hurt or fear, not malice. 4. Let go of expectations. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting what happened or condoning the other person's actions. It simply means choosing to release your grip on the past and move forward. Remember, you can't control other people's behavior, but you can control how you respond to it. 5. Practice self-compassion. We all make mistakes, big and small. Be kind to yourself. Forgive yourself for past blunders, acknowledge your humanness, and learn from your experiences. Remember, true strength lies in our ability to forgive ourselves and others, allowing us to grow and evolve into more compassionate and understanding individuals. Think about a time when you held on to anger or resentment. How did it make you feel? Now imagine releasing those feelings. What would be different? You might find yourself feeling lighter, freer, and more at peace. Let me tell you a story. A few years back, I had this major falling out with a friend. It hurt like hell, and for weeks, I was consumed by anger and bitterness. But then, I realized that holding on to those negative emotions was only hurting me. So, I decided to practice forgiveness, not for them, but for myself. It wasn't easy, but as I let go of the resentment, I felt a huge weight lift from my shoulders. It didn't erase the hurt, but it allowed me to move forward and create space for new, healthier relationships. And you know what? Sometimes, even though forgiveness might not lead to reconciliation with the other person, it can pave the way for your own inner healing and growth. Remember, forgiving yourself and others isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength, resilience, and self-love. It's about choosing peace over pain, understanding over anger, and compassion over resentment. So today, I challenge you to take a step towards forgiveness, for yourself and for those who have wronged you. Start by acknowledging your feelings, practicing empathy, and releasing the grip of the past. You deserve to live in a state of freedom and peace. And if this resonated with you, hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. It helps spread the stoic love and inspires others to start their own morning resets. Until next time, stay strong, stay calm, and keep on forgiving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.